You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is reintroducing the three strikes laws, which were repealed by government during their last term. These laws set out mandatory, lengthy sentences for some repeat offenders. The laws have been controversial, with experts stating that there is no evidence that they work in preventing serious crime. The government has also announced a reduction in support to community food providers. Auckland City Mission has stated they may need to cut their food packages by half. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I asked Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Cepoloni about both of these topics. Three strikes legislation has made a return. Can you talk about why Labour doesn't support these laws?
Well, if you look at the evidence from around the world where governments impose these mandatory minimums on the judiciary, you are more likely to end up with seeing some unfair outcomes from sentencing. We have an independent judicial process for a reason, and it does mean that you end up with more equitable and fairer outcomes from the judicial system than if you have politicians deciding on sentences. There's pretty clear evidence that shows that once someone's in that cycle, that pattern of criminal offending, you end up with more victims. What we have to be focused on is how do we break the cycle rather than how do we continue to strengthen the cycle so that we get more of the same. Really, we want prevention and we want fewer victims.
Will Labor commit to abolishing the laws if you return to power next election?
Oh, look, we did it. We've done it before. We certainly don't support implementing policies that do not work, that are only there to make a government look tough and to look and give the perception that they're doing something. We want to do stuff that works, and that's what we'll be focused on.
What is your alternative, quote-unquote, tough-on-crime solution?
Well, I think this is a policy that's going to be really important that we develop up before the next election. I don't want to call it tough-on-crime because actually there's a whole lot of factors here. If we don't actually address the causes, the driving forces, the things that put people in a position where they're more likely to address crime, then we continue to have crime. We continue to have victims. And so there needs to be a focus at both ends, prevention, ensuring that there are fewer victims, and yes, you know, ensuring too that there are consequences for those that commit crimes and that victims can feel that their situation has been and their offence made against them has been taken seriously.
Is this government too focused on the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff?
Yeah, and also the optics. They go for those kind of one-liners, those grabs they put out there, for instance, tough on crime. It resonates with people. Lots of the general public like these simple, to-the-point messages. However, the problem is that there's no substance behind what the government is doing. It's not going to make anyone safer in Aotearoa. In fact, down the track, it could end up with us being in a situation where we have more crime and more victims of crime, and that is not what we want for New Zealand's future.
And what is the impact of the government making cuts to community food providers?
Look, it's huge. The issue at the moment is that there's still such a high demand. The government has talked about the cost of living crisis and the need for tax relief, but they fail to acknowledge that there are a number of New Zealanders who are struggling more than anyone else to the point where they are accessing support through our social services. So here we have significant demand on our social services. Some of them are telling me that they're seeing clients who have been turned away from MSD for hardship grants. And the government haven't factored that into the budget. They didn't give any additional funding to our Auckland City Missions and every other organisation that provides food assistance to those that are unable to put food on the table. They haven't provided additional funding. In fact, we've seen the closure of a number of budgeting services across the country, despite the fact that whānau are going to those budgeting services because they are experiencing the cost of living crisis and they need support with how they manage the little finances that they do have. And then here we have, because of the government's decision to not invest a little bit more during this tough time, closures of reliable and trusted budgeting services across the country. Our social services were not prioritised at all in the budget, despite the massive demand that's being put on them for support.
What is your response to the Minister's comments that there are still options for people who are seeking support from food banks despite the cuts?
I don't know what options she's talking about, because many of them will go to MSD first and see whether or not they're eligible for hardship assistance. And if not, that's when some of them are turning up on the doorstep of social services. If the social services can't provide food support, then where else do they go? Also, these are trusted community services. People shouldn't have to be hunting around for where they go and get food support when these places have been providing that support reliably for a number of years, in some instances decades, actually. So I have no idea what the Minister is talking about. Where do they go? Well, she needs to answer that question.
The government has said they wouldn't make cuts to frontline services in the public service, but aren't food banks also a frontline service? Isn't the government being hypocrites about not cutting frontline services?
Well, they are. They are right in the community. They are on the line with our community. In many instances, what we saw through the budget was not so much a cutback in lots of places. It was a failure to respond to what is required now, which is an increase given the demand. And so many of them have fallen behind in their ability to support because of the fact that that wasn't factored into the budget. Here we have a government who can give $2.9 billion in tax breaks to landlords, but they can't invest in our reliable, trusted social services who provide food support, budgeting support, and a range of other supports to our communities. That just goes to show that the government have their priorities in the wrong place.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on funding cuts to community food providers and three strike laws.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.